This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. High school students nationwide will walk out of class tomorrow to call for gun control in the wake of school shootings. Locally, students planned and organized an event that will take place at the Texas Capitol. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on how some students and teachers see political issues, like gun control, as an opportunity to learn about civic engagement.
Tomorrow, hundreds of high school students will walk out of school, travel downtown, and rally outside of the state capitol. There's a lot of logistics around an event like this. The people at the center of it are a group of teenagers. One of the organizers is 14-year-old Olivia Hoffman. She's a freshman at Austin High School, and she's been working with students around the city to plan the event. She says she's putting in so much work because the issue of gun violence and school safety are so important to people her age.
I think it's an issue that affects every student in America and every American in general. Gun safety is something that's going to shape America's future, and especially my generation's future.
For the last few months, she and other organizers have met regularly to plan the event. They've raised money to buy ribbons all the students will wear and to provide buses for schools with a lot of kids traveling to the Capitol. She said they learned how to get a permit to protest outside of the Capitol and deal with details like microphones and speakers for the speeches. But what she's most proud of is how a large group of students from across the city worked together to make it happen.
I think we've learned how to communicate better and what it should look like to organize something.
Hoffman learned these lessons about protesting on her own as she and the other organizers planned the walkout. But some teachers see this passion about specific issues as a learning opportunity. Medina Willis teaches business at Lanier High School. Earlier this school year, she and her students found out the school board was considering changing the name of their school because its namesake was part of the Confederate military. They didn't agree with spending a bunch of money to change the name, especially when they saw so many other needs at the school that could use that money. It started as a classroom discussion because Willis said she wasn't one to be civically engaged.
No, I have avoided that like the plague because talking in front of people makes me really nervous. And so I've never wanted to be politically active.
But as she saw how passionate her students were, she decided to teach them about how to effectively participate in this conversation. She completely changed the curriculum of her class and used the issue of the name change as a project. Her first lesson, it does no good to complain about something to yourself.
And a lot of times we think that, oh, nobody cares, they're not going to listen, but they're not listening because nobody's speaking. So in order for anything to change, we have to be able to speak that truth and be able to have what we need heard.
At first, she said, the students told her they were going to protest.
And I was like, no. Before you protest, number one, you need to know what you're talking about. So take the time to do the research, do the background information.
So they researched the namesakes of schools all over the district to compare Lanier to the others. Then Willis told them about different ways they could communicate their complaints about repairs that were needed at the school. Junior Chris Pantoja helped file the complaint about issues she saw with bathroom stalls and sinks.
But I did email the school board, and I also took pictures around so Ms. Willis could send it to them so they could see that we're not lying, that it's true. There are problems here, and they do need to be fixed.
Senior Freddy Vaca was one of the students who initially wanted to protest the name change, but Willis taught him about other opportunities to publicly speak out.
No, I don't even know we could go to the school board meetings. I thought that was just for teachers and old people. I like to go there, but I didn't even know it was just for students too.
The school board did eventually vote to change the name of the school. Willis said the students were disappointed because they felt they hadn't won.
But we did. The issues that we were voicing are being fixed. The bathroom stalls are being built for the boys. The bathroom sinks that were, decrepit and falling apart for the girls, they've been replaced. Things are happening, and we're seeing the work that we did. It's happening.
She says she also felt it was a win for how much her students learned. Willis said at the beginning of the school year, she struggled to get kids to speak up in class. And now they engage in discussions and debates. Seeing how much they accomplished makes her realize how adults need to listen to teenagers more often.
They are way smarter and more resilient than we really give them credit for. And if we listen to what they have to say, they can provide a lot of solutions for issues that we're dealing with as adults because they have no fear. It's always hopeful.
Hope is what walkout organizer Olivia Hoffman is bringing to the state capitol tomorrow. She said she knows convincing the Republican-dominated legislature to change gun laws will be tough, but she wants to try.
I think that one thing that can unite us in the future is that nobody wants kids to die in schools. And I think that eventually people will come together over that, hopefully.
Claire McInerney, KUT News.